Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to part two of how having a home-based business is the best tax strategy in the world, and that can help you keep you from overpaying your taxes by $3,000 to $9,000 a year. That's right. Most people out there overpaying their taxes $3,000 to $9,000 a year because they don't have a home-based business. As we do every time we come on these airways, we'd like to read from Daily Motivations for African American Success. And the reading today goes like this. Right on. I was just trying to stay alive. That quote is from Rodney King, a victim of a tremendous beatdown by the Los Angeles police force, and which sparked a riot because all of the men got off, even though people saw the video and all of that, but they still got off. The reading goes like this. As a black male, I know how difficult it is for black men to feel valued and strong when each day of our lives we are viewed negatively and reacted to as potentially threatening. I know that life for black men in America continues to be perilous ordeal. Trying to stay afloat in a less than sympathetic society can be life-stunning, mentally and spiritually crippling. But there is hope, and there is an answer. The greatest gift we can give the black male is to encourage him, affirm his presence, and help him if he needs to write his life. A young business executive took some work home to complete for an important meeting the next day. Every few minutes, his small son would interrupt his train of thought. After several such interruptions, the young executive spotted an evening paper with a map of the world on it. He took the map, tore it into a number of pieces, and told his son to put the map back together again. He figured this would keep his son busy. However, in a few minutes, the boy excitedly told his dad he had completed his task. His father was astonished and asked the boy how he had done it in such a short time. The boy replied, "There was a picture of a man on the other side. So I just turned the paper over and put the man together. Then I got the man and the world was right." When we help our men get it right, Black America will be right. We need to be enthusiastic about the hopes and aspirations of our males. We must encourage them and show them that we believe in their ability and power. Our future is not at the mercy of outside conditions. Our destiny lies within us. Let's help our black men get it right. Let's help our black men get it right. When I see a young brother on the streets, I will affirm his presence. I will smile and say, "How are you doing, brother? We need you." And that's our reading for the day, you know, and that's so true. I mean, and being a black male, you know, I know how I'm often viewed, especially, you know, you can get on the elevator and women start grabbing their purses, white women start grabbing their purses, and you know, to always be seen as a problem. You know, a problem. That's how we're viewed in this society, be viewed as a problem. And so, you know, we need to be able to change that. And the best way to change that is one of the things Les Brown talks about. If there's no enemy within, the enemy on the outside cannot win. So we need to make sure we as black males that we don't let the enemies, the demons that we internalize, beat us up and put us in vulnerable situations that cause us to do things to harm ourselves or bring harm to ourselves.
So that's our reading for today. And we're going to dive into part two because I have another call I'm going to need to be on in a few minutes. And so I want to get this call started. As I said, today we're going over part two, having a home-based business and how it is the best tax strategy in the world. So we left off yesterday. We were getting into deductions. Said today that we would cover certain deductions. And, yes, startup costs are deductible. In most cases, yes, the term startup costs refers to the expenses you will incur. You incur while you are preparing to go into business. It includes same kinds of expenses that will be talked about at operating costs once your business becomes active. Examples of startup costs could be purchase of samples and demo products, marketing materials, business furniture and furnishings, and startup kits, business cards, website creation, shipping supplies, etc. You may also deduct organizational costs such as business license, reseller permit, forming an LLC, and et cetera. There are caps on each of these two types of startup costs, and those caps are charged from time to time, so you will want to get the specific limits for the year you are forming your business. In the meantime, you can use the $5,000 as approximate cap on each of the two categories. Startup costs are claimed in the years in which the business opens the doors, which will not necessarily be the same as the year in which the costs were actually incurred. Even if you incur startup costs in business, if that business is never active, you get no deductions. So you have to make sure if you're going to deduct startup costs, that eventually you get around to making the business active. That's important. It's very, very important. You know, you had a business exist on paper, but if it's not active, then you can't deduct those expenses. Okay. Business operating costs. What can you deduct? Deductible business expenses are referred to by tax professionals in the IRS as expenses that are ordinary and necessary. Ordinary and necessary for maintaining business success and growing your business. That begs the question, what does ordinary and necessary actually mean? The tax courts have said you can substitute the words common and helpful. So if an expense would be considered common in your type of business or industry, and if that same expense would be helpful to your business success, it probably meets the definition. By the way, the item service purchase may be indirectly related to business success. Examples would include office furniture, business vehicles, office supplies, not just sales-related materials. And so this is important in terms of things that you need for your business. You know, in today's age and time, you're definitely going to need a laptop if you want to go, and you should have a desk computer for your home office, laptop for when you want to go, so that you can access your files while you're out in the field. So those are two expenses that you're definitely going to have. You know, you might need to upgrade those. Like, I know I've had to over the past 20 years I've been in business, I've had to upgrade my computer technology system at least 5 times. So it all depends on what computers you're using, because usually within a year or so, your computer has become outdated, and they've created a new version of that computer that can do way more things and run many more programs. Same as your cell phone. I have an iPhone, which is, in terms of an iPhone, it's a great not only phone, but it's also a mini computer in terms of a processor and things that you can do from your phone that allows you to sort of have your office in your hand. And it helps me a lot when I'm out in the field, especially being a tax professional, and it allows me to be able to go into my phone and I get a call from somebody and they need a copy of their taxes from the previous year. I can go on my phone and there's a program that I use. It will allow me to pull up those previous year tax returns, download them, and then email them a copy, because they misplaced the copy that I sent them, because I make sure that all my clients' tax returns, I email them a copy of them. I don't just file them with the IRS, but I email them a copy so that they have a record for themselves, and then I have an internal record because I have what I sent them in terms of an email to keep them up to date and abreast to what's going on in their tax situation. So, you know, that's a little side note there. You know, but you definitely want to make sure that your computer system, you know, that you have, that you you can deduct whatever you spend on that. Also, I need to mention that if you do a lot of visual stuff and you hook your computer to your TV, and you can take and write off your your 50-inch flat screen TV, you can, that becomes a business deduction. That is very helpful and useful in the course of running and maintaining your business, especially if you need to entertain clients and you want to be able to visually show them what you're talking about, and be able to pull up some videos, some YouTube videos or some other things, and be able to show it to them on a big screen for visual effects. And that is a great way to be able to do that. Great, great way to be able to do that. So you can keep that in mind. Okay, that moves us on to record keeping. Okay. And this is very, very important, section I'm about to cover. The IRS requires business owners and taxpayers to maintain records that properly document any and every tax deduction that is claimed. Any deductions not properly documented may automatically be disallowed during an audit. If a deduction is disallowed, you will be required to repay the IRS for the tax savings value you received. So if a deduction gave you an extra $2,000 and you don't have it documented, and you'll have to repay that $2,000. Along with the interest and penalties. What does all this mean to you? If you fail to properly document a business expense or claim a deduction for it, despite lack of records, you do so at your own risk. If you are not audited, you will probably get by with it. But if and when you're audited, you will pay for it dearly. We're about to introduce you to a very easy system to do that. What does properly documented deductions mean exactly? Two-part answer. The specific date required for the proper deduction depends on the type of expense you are deducting. Business meals or office expense use or vehicle use for business expense. But the specific data the IRS wants to see is clearly defined and easy to comply with. For example, when using your personal vehicle for business purposes to get the 59 cents per mile tax deduction, you must record the date, destination, the business purpose, the number of miles traveled. The record is required for each separate business use. And there's some software that you can use to help you with being able to keep track of your mileage. You probably see some of the various different software that's advertised, and I recommend software that's called TaxBot. It allows you to load that onto your phone, and then when you get in your car, you do is you pull it up and you start it, and it attracts your mileage, and you put in there trip to. You go in to visit, say, you're going to visit Miss Mary to deliver some services for her, to her, and you put in trip to Miss Mary. It'll calculate the mileage to and from your trip to Miss Mary, so that's a round trip ticket, and it will also allow you to be able to know at the end of that trip how much of a deduction you get for that trip in terms of the miles. And, you know, if you have to make a lot of trips, and what you do is each time you take a trip, then you will create a mileage log, and that mileage log will give you a specific amount of trips that you took, say, if it's during the month, like right now, we're in the month of August. We're ending up the month of August. We got like, today is the 28th. We got 3 days left. So, you know, if we got the weekend ahead of us. So if you end up having to make a lot of trips over the weekend, and what's going to happen is you'll be able to have them entered into your mileage log, and then your mileage log will allow you to be able to see what the mileage was for those trips and how much of a deduction you get for them. All of this is part of your record keeping, part of your documentation. You want to be IRS compliant. Okay. The easiest way to keep IRS compliant records There are several recording systems on the market for maintaining documentation of business tax deductions, and of course, they all claim to be the best. This is the best way to be able to evaluate the ones that you might want to choose from. First, is there a learning curve time required before beginning to use it? This is important because you want to make sure you know how to use the apparatus that you're going to be using for your IRS compliant records. The average time required on a daily basis to input data. How long does it take you to input the data? Usually you like the best way for these things to work for you is that I found is that like with TaxBot, you get in your vehicle, you turn it on, and at the end of your trip, you turn it off. So that's very simple. So which means by the time you finish doing all of your runs for the day, you'll have a mileage log that is generated and has a professional look of reports that's generated. And so you want to make sure that because the likelihood of records will provide strong audit defense. You want to have the ability to generate a variety of useful reports, professional look of reports generated, ease of generating various reports, customer service promptness, courtesy and friendliness, likelihood that an issue will be resolved on first call, answers to frequently asked questions provided with every deductible type, links to negotiated discounts on Learn More resources, ongoing updates, early alerts, how to tax savings tips, accuracy of content guaranteed by a well-known seasoned small business tax law expert. So, you know, these are the things that you want to look for in the tool that you'll be using. And so you want to do time to learn your app should be less than 5 minutes. If you can't learn it in 5 minutes, it's too complicated. Time required for daily input, well under 5 minutes. As I said, you know, if you use TaxBot, you're talking about 2 minutes. A minute, turn it on, a minute, turn it off. Records will stand up in an audit. This has to be 100% yes. And TaxBot does, it produces what's called an audit safe tax report, and this is very, very important. I've known people that have been able to use this report to help them be able to get around an audit. So, and remember, all an audit is, don't be scared when you hear the word audit. All an audit is the IRS is asking you, okay, so you did such and such, you did so and so. Okay, show me the records, show me the paperwork, show me the documentation. So that's all an audit really is. And so you got to make sure you have your documentation in order. But you can look at it like this. Audit is like an alibi. Okay, you took such and such deduction. What is your alibi? Remember it. Just like if you've been charged with a crime, you need to be able to have an alibi to be able to get you out of the crime. The IRS wins 88% of artists, but it's not cheaters that they're catching. It's regular people. According to the IRS annual report, they won almost 9 out of 10 artists last year. And when they win, they collect additional taxes. That means 1 in 10 taxpayers ended up not owing more money after their audit. Those aren't good odds for taxpayers, especially when you learn that. The number one reason the IRS wins so often is silly. It's something you could easily counteract. And what is that? Good record keeping. Better collection and better keeping of records will help you be able to win an audit. And there's some ways that you can do better with your record keeping system. So, you know, you want to make sure that you do well with your record keeping. Okay. What we're going to do is, I got another call to be on at 8 o'clock. So what we're going to do is we're going to end this for the night, and we will pick back up Monday. And we pick back up Monday, we will be covering violin. How do you set up an LLC or any other type of business entity? We'll be covering that Monday. How do I set up my business right from the start? We'll be covering that Monday. And then we'll be also covering how do I register the name for your business. So we'll be covering those three topics Monday. And have a great weekend. And forward to talking to y'all on Monday. Have a great day. Have a great night. Close out with our theme song called It's My Time. You know, it is our time, and that we want to make sure that we are doing what we need to do. To make sure that we can make it our time.
Oh, there's a feeling inside of me, telling me that I my destiny.
Good night.